In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Insomnia in the spiritual life is a good thing. Not being able to sleep, not falling asleep, as our Lord is saying to us in the Gospel today, to stay awake. Because the spiritual life is a life of constant battle, and one has to be alert. Even the scripture says, be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a lion roaring to devour you. And we just have to be mindful of that, just as we talked about perseverance earlier in the week. The other virtue that is very important in the spiritual life is a certain alertness, to be constantly on the watch of ourselves, first and foremost, because of original sin, we know that we're prone to fall into traps that are set by the enemy, but traps that we just walk into on our own sometimes because of our fallen human nature. And that we're tending, when we go to eat, we have to be, mindful that we don't overeat, or if we go to speak to someone, that we don't say something uncharitable or get into gossip. So we kind of have to monitor and watch out over ourselves, because fallen human nature are like wild horses, and we have to kind of keep the hands on the reins, or otherwise we'll stampede into perdition. We just can't let nature take its course, There's a lot of people this hold saying, well, I'm just be natural, or, the trouble is nature in its present condition is fallen. It is not perfect. And of course, we must be supernatural in our activities. And that requires effort. It requires a constant alertness and work on our part to be mindful of the parts that we can attribute, or that we can have some ability to work at, and that, of course, is the virtues. We should be striving to practice the virtues even in a natural way, because grace builds on nature. And then, of course, we have the infused virtues that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes into us at baptism, and then especially at confirmation, helps us to practice those virtues in a much more perfect way, in a much more easier way, because we're now aided by the grace of God and not just doing it by our own natural efforts alone. The other thing that may be helpful to us in the spiritual life is to live in the present moment. If we were to think about all the things that we have to be mindful of, that if we live in the present moment, then we are in a certain sense focused on attending to the matter at hand. We can't think about what's happening tomorrow or a week ahead of time, because the grace that is given to us is now, not for then. Of course, we can make plans for the future and have some idea of what we might do tomorrow, but we can't live in tomorrow. We have to live in the present moment. And so many times we lose the grace of the moment because we're not being attentive or alert to what we ought to be doing, and also the inspirations of God that are coming to us in the present moment. So that's one of the things that would be helpful in the spiritual life. The other thing that spiritual writers talk about is that even though we must be alert and that we have to be mindful all the time and hold fast to these reins of this, this wild human nature that we have because of original sin, Yet they say the attitude that we have and the way in which we should go about it is firmly and sweetly, not like someone who's, you know, tensed and, you know, ready to fall off a cliff or behind a speeding motorcycle, you know, with everything tensed and, you know, ready to fall apart because of so tensed out, but rather to firmly, but sweetly attend to the matter at hand. If we find ourselves in an occasion or with a temptation before us, not to get all excited, but rather to firmly but sweetly attend to the matter and put our minds and our efforts back in the presence of God. The practice of the presence of God is also another helpful spiritual tool that we have at our hands to live in the present moment, but also to live in the present moment mindful of God being with us. That if we are attentive to that, then we are mindful of the fact that we have God in our to assist us, but also we have His ever-present watchfulness over us, and that we will avoid many things or avoid many sins if we were attentive to the fact that we're in the presence of God, or that we may be in His presence because of the fact that life may come to an end. I think that's what our Lord is also reminding us, is that, you know, you do not know the hour when the thief is going, when the thief is going to come. If you knew when he was coming, you would be ready for him. But he also says, you know, about the imprudent, unfaithful servant who just thought, well, the master's never coming, I'll just kind of take it easy and I'll be ready for him when he comes. Well, that's a very imprudent and very stupid thing, because you never know when he's going to come. And so we should always be living every moment as if we're going to meet God and that our master will be coming for us. If we have these different attitudes, you know, living in the present moment, practicing the presence of God, and doing so firmly and sweetly, attending to our overcoming our faults or correcting our misdeeds, then we will have a good foundation upon which to build on virtue and have a more healthy spiritual life than someone who might become scrupulous or become so imbalanced that they're losing sight of the goal for the matter at hand. That we always have to have a look ahead to where we're heading to, but also have to be mindful of each step we take is in the right direction. And of course, we have to make use of the spiritual life, the graces of the sacraments, and our own prayer life to always refocus and to put our minds and our hearts back in the right order when we can so easily become distracted or fall asleep, as our Lord says, because we think, well, things are not going so badly, and I'll just, you know, take a vacation. But there's no vacation. Right now, in this life in which we live, we must always be, this is the time for work. St. Maximilian Kolbe used to remind his friars, he said, the time for rest will come later when we get to heaven. But now we must work. And he said, you know, he reminded his brothers, we have to work with one hand in this world, because with the other hand, we have to hold on to God. That whole idea that, you know, there's a certain tension in this life because we can't, you know, forget the fact that we have a fallen nature. We cannot forget the fact that we have enemies in our spiritual life who want to destroy us. They don't just want to hurt us. They want to destroy us. So we have to hold on to God as our safety net and then work. We must apply ourselves to doing the matter at hand, working out our salvation, as St. Paul says, in fear and trembling. But at the same time, to do so firmly and sweetly. And of course, the time for rest will come when we finally close our eyes in the sleep of death. And if we've been faithful to living out our spiritual life, doing what our Lord says, being alert, living in the present moment, then we will be ready, and then we'll be happy that we can then go to heaven where we can work with both hands and not have to have this tension of always wondering, will I fall? Will I say something wrong? Will I fall into gossip? There's no gossip in heaven. There's no occasions of sin in heaven. And that's where we can truly be at peace and rest and not think that we have to always be mindful that someone is out to get us. You know, in many cases, in this world, we are marked men and women. There is someone out to get us. And it's not just the government. it's the big bad devil. And we must be mindful of that. And we must be attentive to it, but not become imbalanced in the same way. We must always stay close to Our Lady. She's the one who will keep us in that balance, will help us to work at our salvation in a prudent and in a much organized and in a sweetly and firmly a manner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.